With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For those who haven't already voted, tomorrow's the day, and the presidential candidates making an all-out effort to win the backing of undecided voters. Former President Trump at a rally in North Carolina.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
Mr. Trump calls Kamala Harris the worst vice president ever and the Biden-Harris administration the worst in history. Harris criticizes Mr. Trump for daring to question the outcome of the 2020 election.
I think that it is a tactic. It is meant to distract.
Mr. Trump plans four rallies today in crucial swing states. Harris will be focusing on Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, on the heels of yesterday's powerful storms that injured 11 people, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says now is no time to let down your guard.
We've got more storms coming, so don't rely on the sirens. Make sure you're watching your news and your cell phone.
The governor's remarks aired by KOCO. Boeing manufacturing workers voting today on a proposed contract. It offers a 38% pay raise over 4 years. The Boeing strike has lasted more than 7 weeks now, shutting down production of most passenger planes and cutting off a key source of income for Boeing. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey was treated by paramedics yesterday after appearing to become unsteady at a campaign rally for a congressional candidate. An Ivey spokesman says the governor was dehydrated and was treated with fluids and is now back home. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 119 points. This is SRN News. New project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics has taken effect in England and Wales. However, it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. The statute bars protests within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking an abortion. The Crown Prosecution Service says silent prayer near a clinic will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. This is SRN News. The rich get richer. That's the case when it comes to one of the world's wealthiest men.
Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 billion cash after continuing to unload billions of dollars worth of Apple and Bank of America shares this year and continuing to collect a steady stream of profits from all of Berkshire Hathaway's assorted businesses without finding any major acquisitions. Berkshire sold off roughly another $100 million of Apple shares in the third quarter after halving its massive investment in the iPhone maker last quarter. The stake, valued at $70 billion at the end of September, remains Berkshire's biggest single investment, but it has been cut drastically since the end of last year when it was worth $174.3 billion. Ron Taylor reporting.
For the fourth time in 5 months, orders for big-ticket manufactured goods tumbled in September, falling 0.5%, according to the Commerce Department. More details at srnnews.com.